Both government and at least one of the groups helping needy people in Barbados are reporting a significant increase in the number of those needing help. Ambrose Carter is with the Amar Empowerment Network, and this is how he sums up the situation.
It's astronomical. We have, this year alone, we partnered with Starcom when it came to the back-to-school drive and the haircut drive. We are custom cutting about, let's say, about 50, between 50 and 100 heads, around 100. Let's round it off at 100. This year, we did almost 300 haircuts. And during COVID, I think that was 21, last year, 20 and 21. But what happened was that instead of leaving, when I say leaving, going back to the normal everyday lives, individuals were calling for food items for the children, for themselves. They were calling about needs for housing. Their houses breaking down and they needed help in these areas. We would send carpenters. Individuals have been calling about needing help with paying utility bills. Light have been cut off. We've been paying psychologists so that they can counsel individuals to help with their mental health issues. So all these are things that we've been doing as an organization and it's escalated this year alone.
People Empowerment Minister Kirk Humphrey links the upsurge in cases to COVID.
The numbers that we dealt with at welfare during COVID have almost doubled, right? Traditionally, we were dealing with 3,400. At one count, we were 6,600. My most recent count of the number of persons that we're seeing now is about 8,000 persons. I just want to put into perspective that it hasn't been a case where we haven't been responding. And the number of persons who've come for assistance totaled $25 million between the beginning of the year and the end of November. Of that amount, we spent about $1.2 million on rent payments for 236 tenants, including those who might have been a couple one-off payments where we would have paid arrears. We spent $23.8 million on cash grants. That would be utilities, food, education, and so on. For those receiving cash grants, David, there were 6,530 persons. For those receiving food grants and otherwise, 5,056 persons. And for education, 1,976 persons, 357 persons for utilities. So it is not a case where the government has not been responding.
Minister Humphrey adds.
And I've had welfare officers who've been dealing with for years with 400 and something clients to one person. And a welfare client is normally going to be more frustrated and sometimes more frustrating than a regular client. So they've been dealing with that. What we've had to put in place is a system where we also offer support for our staff, because my staff is also my client. So I think if you're hurting, you're going to hurt other people. So we also have to do a lot of that work with the officers as well. The international standard is one officer to eight families, one to 10 where it's stretched. In our cases, we sometimes have one officer to 70 families. In many cases, 430 something people. So it is difficult. We need to expand the welfare staff, the social workers who are on board, to be able to better deliver to people. So there's work for us to do. I think there's also work for the officers to do, but we're working on it.
People Empowerment Minister Kirk Humphrey. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.